Our media partners, the book smugglers, also wanted to ask you questions. They had a lot of questions. So we're going to ask a couple of them today, and then we're going to send you several others so that you can provide written answers to them. So
I love that.
We're sort of cross-media platforming right now. But Anna Antea asked, your stories had such a huge impact on us for the incredible way that you mix speculative fiction and the reality of women's lives. And it struck us how sometimes the speculative aspect is subtle to the point where the absurdity and profundity of what's happening to the women appear as speculative instead. Can you talk a bit about that?
Whoa, that's a great question.
They ask great questions.
Wow, that's an amazing question. One of the reasons I'm really drawn to liminal fantasy as opposed to other subgenres of fantasy is, yeah, I feel like we already exist in this liminal space. And so I feel like we're already in this sort of absurd, like we already exist in a liminal space. I feel like with a lot of my stories, I'm not doing very much in terms of amping up the unreality or amping up the sort of fabulous element. I mean, I think women's lives are sort of absurdist, not absurd, but like absurdist in the sense of like, we are just sort of like powering through all this like chaos and nightmare. And it's like almost funny. It's terrible, mm-hmm. if that makes any sense. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, so I sort of feel like that's just sort of the tone that I'm engaging with or I'm trying to engage with.